A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
Thank you that you are a good God. Thank you that, Lord, the things, oh God, you do, they amaze us. We thank you that, Lord, even the words that you speak, Lord, they change our situations. They speak, oh my Lord, to our circumstances. Lord, you said, let there be light, and there was light. There was no opposition in any way, because you are the creator, because you are the maker. So we want to thank you. Deep down from our hearts, we know that, Lord, the things you do, they make us to be proud of who we are. They make us to know that we have a creator. They make us to understand that we have a living God. So, Father, we thank you even for this worship. We ask of your blessing, O God, upon the choir. We ask of your blessing, O God, upon, O God, the members of this ministry. We ask, O God, of your blessing upon those who are visiting for the first time. My Lord, my God, we pray that even as we open the scriptures together today, you will minister unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you that as we will move out of this place today, our lives will never remain the same, because it shall be from glory to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you have given me this opportunity to minister unto your people. I just, oh God, yes, Father, surrender myself completely into your hands. And I ask my Lord, my God, that Lord, as I minister, use me, oh God, to minister that which, oh God, you have prepared for your people today. And I want to thank you, Lord, that as I minister, I will not be left out. But Lord, I shall be a partaker of the things, oh God, you are ministering unto all of us today. Amen. Blessed be your name, oh God. We thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please. God bless you. It's wonderful to see all of you in this first Sunday of this month of the wonders. Who can tell me the theme for the month? The wonder of biblical stewardship. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for the things he is going to allow us to do throughout the month. Because one thing that I know is that God has got great in store for us for this month. And we shall receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm very excited because the month of June is the month when, you know, the month where generals are born. Hallelujah. Amen. Every month. Hallelujah. Every month. But I thank God for the month of June. It's a special month for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to stand before you, the people of God, even as we are going to share the word of the Lord together today. Also, I want to appreciate our senior pastor, though she's not with us today. She is with the North Oxford branch. You know, today is their groundbreaking service. Hallelujah. The Lord has done wonderful things in North Oxford. This is their first service where God has given them, you know, God gave them a place of worship. Hallelujah. So our senior pastor is with them there, rejoicing with them. And we are also rejoicing with them because God is awesome. I look back in all the things God has done in North Oxford and I say, yes. You know, when you are faithful in the little that God has given unto you, he adds to you. That is what the Lord has done in North Oxford. When they did not have the building, you know, they were using the community hall. Sometimes they will say, oh, you can use the place. Sometimes they will say, the place is not available. But, you know, they never stopped. Every Sunday, even when they do not have that place of worship in the community hall, they will go on the streets. They used to have what they call, you know, church on the streets. When, sometimes I used to look at it and I say, wow, you know, this is what God can do to those who honor him. Sometimes when it will be raining, they are out there on the market under that tent, you know, they are, you know, giving tea, they are serving tea, they are serving coffee. You know, it's awesome. I've seen people who have come back. There's this man who, you know, I've seen him 2 times now. He just comes back to thank them, to say, you know what, you prayed for me when I was not feeling well. And you know what, God has healed me. And every time I hear them saying, you know, we are pointing you back to the one, you know, who created you. We are pointing you back to the one who gives the power, the authority. But this man always keeps on coming saying, I thank you. That is what God can do. And we want to thank him for North Oxford. We want to thank him for Watchfield, Swindon. We want to thank him for Cowley. He is a good God. The message for today is we are God's stewards. Hallelujah. The wonders of biblical stewardship. But we, as the people that God has created, he has given us the responsibility to be stewards to the things he has created. If we are to open our Bibles right from the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1, we see the Bible records and the Bible tells us that God created all things. He created all things. And in verse 31, the Bible says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. In chapter 2, from verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Hallelujah. That's what we believe. We believe that the earth, the heavens, that belong unto the Lord. We believe that he is the creator. We don't believe that it was a big bang that just happened and then everything just came into being. We don't believe that. We believe that there is a creator. We believe that there is a maker. Upon anything that you see that have been created upon this planet Earth, we believe that there is a maker. The Bible says, them that come unto God must believe that he exists. Hallelujah. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must believe that there is a creator. We must believe that he exists. Because if we don't come to that place of believing, knowing that of everything that we see, it has been created by a creator, it becomes very difficult to pray. It becomes very difficult to be a Christian. But we know deep down in our hearts that of everything, can you imagine every house that you see, every building that you see, they dig a big foundation. Depending on how many stories they will put, depending on how many rooms the house is going to have, they will have a strong foundation. But just imagine, the earth, he has created it and he knows where he has put the pillars of this planet Earth. He is the creator. Just pause and think about it. How great is your God? How wonderful, how excellent he is. But you know what? In all this, that All these things that he created. In verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over everything that I have created. That's a special place. A special place that God gave unto us as the people that he created. He said, have dominion. He said, subdue. He said, multiply. He said, replenish. He gave us the authority. He gave us the power. But you know that all these things that he gave us, they come with responsibility. They don't come cheap. They come with responsibility. In Genesis chapter 2, in verse 15, the Bible says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Hallelujah. After he created all these beautiful things that we see today, others have even made, you know, the things that God have created, you know, they are creating a lot of wealth for other people. Because we see so many tourists coming, you know, from Europe, going all over Africa to see the things God have created. We see so many from Africa coming all over Europe to see the things God have created. I hear someone is laughing there. We see people from Africa coming, is it? To Europe. We do. We do. Hallelujah. It's not just one way. It's both ways. Amen. Hallelujah. It might be few from Africa, but we still have people who come. Hallelujah. So God saw that of everything he has created, there is need for someone who is going to be responsible to look after everything he has created. He said he put the man in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. You know, the responsibility to even name every animal that God created, it was given unto man. It was Adam who named every animal that God created. So you can imagine the responsibility that God gave unto us, the people he created. But you know what? There were some conditions. There were some things that God said unto Adam that, you know, of these things you can do. But concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he said you will not eat. God gave responsibility, but at the same time, there were some certain regulations, rules that we were supposed, or Adam and Eve, they were supposed to follow. But we know of the things that happened. But you know what? God so loves the world. God so loved the people. God so loved mankind he created. And he still made a way for us to be reunited back unto him through Jesus Christ our Lord. But you can see everything is pointing back to the fact that of everything God created, he wants us to take care of it. He wants us to manage it. He wants us to be responsible, to be accountable to everything he has created, to everything that you have. It does not belong unto you. It belongs unto God. Hallelujah. I really want us to understand this. When we understand that, you know what, God is the owner, it becomes very easy for us to manage the things he gives unto us. But the wisdom, the talents, the environment, the things surrounding us, when we think that we own them, there comes the problem. Because it comes with so many other negative things. But the moment we submit and we surrender to the one who owns everything, even the cattle on a thousand hills that belong unto the Lord. That's what the Bible says. So, in Psalms 24 verse 1, if someone is there, can you read for me please? Psalms 24 verse 1, and if someone is on in Psalms 89 verse 11, can you please read, and can someone read as well? Luke chapter 19 verse 31.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 24, verse 1, I read. The Lord, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Praise the Lord.
The next verse, thank you very much. If we can read the next one that I said, please, Psalms 89, verse 11.
The heavens are yours, mm-hmm. and the earth is yours.
Yes.
Everything in the world is yours. Hallelujah. You created it all.
Amen. And Luke chapter 19, verse 31.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if any man asks you, why do ye lose him? Mm. Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord has need of him.
Amen. Anyone who will ask you, this was the triumphant entry in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And we see here saying, if any man will ask you, who needs this donkey, tell them that the owner is in need of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you just imagine? This man thought that, you know, concerning this animal, he owns it. But here Jesus is sending, and you know, when they went, they actually saw the exactly where he had told them to go to, they were able to find that animal. He said, whosoever will ask you, tell them that the owner, the Lord, is in need of it. So it's not just in the Old Testament that really emphasizes the fact that God is the owner. But even in the New Testament, we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is expressing the very same thing, that he owns everything. In John chapter 15, from verse 1, Jesus explains even further unto us that, you know, he is the vine. He said, my Father is the vine dresser, and you are the branches. But he said, you know what? A branch cannot continue to bear good fruits unless it is attached to the vine. And the vine to the vine dresser. So we see that need. God continues to emphasize that he is the owner. So concerning the husband that God has given unto you, that husband belongs to the Lord. That wife belongs to the Lord. Those children belongs to the Lord. That uncle belongs to the Lord. That auntie belongs to the Lord. Those animals belongs to the Lord. The houses you own that belong to the Lord. The cars you own that belong to the Lord. Everything that God has given unto you. All you can say is, Father, I am grateful for these things you have given unto me to manage. To be responsible, to have, you know, that accountability when God will come and ask. You know, our main scripture for this month is taken from Luke chapter 19, from verse 12 all the way to verse 26. But if you are to look in that scripture, we see different people when the master was going to a very faraway country. This was a parable that Jesus was giving. We see that the one who was given one, he added to 10. The other one, he added to 5. And there was one who was given one and he remained with the one. He did not do anything with it. And when the master came, he was not happy because he had told them to occupy until he comes. But you know what? The ones who were given, they did different things with that money, you know, to increase, to make things to happen. And when the master came, the master was happy. But one thing there I also want to mention is the fact that when the master returned back, he did not say, oh, you have increased what I gave to you up to 10. Or you increase what I gave unto you up to 5. There was no problem with those who made an increase. The problem was the one who did not do anything with what he had been given. That's where the problem was. So, it doesn't matter the little that God has given unto you. As long as you are faithful with that little, God will acknowledge it. He did not say you are the best servant. Did he say that to the one who went to 10? Did he compare to say, okay, because you have done very well? He said, according to what you have increased, be given. Be ahead over 10 cities. Be ahead over 5 cities. But he did not say that, oh, you should have done even better. So, our strength may be so different. The gifts and callings that God has bestowed upon our lives, they may be so different. Maybe your responsibility is just to make sure that all the children are looked after. Our junior church, they testify during the Children's Day, is it? Of mommy in the house. Making sure that that need is met for all the children in the house. She found that and she felt like, you know what? I want to take this as my responsibility to make sure that these children are looked after. And the aunties acknowledge it. Maybe yours may be not only in church, but maybe at work, your desire, hallelujah, maybe it's to just make people to be happy, to be, you know, to after the whole week, you know, and you, people are returning back. I'm not very good at this of making tea and coffee, but I know there are those who are so good. Do you want tea, coffee, how many sugar, no sugar, milk? I know. There are people who just make the environment to be so good. Others, they take it upon themselves to make sure that things are done. They have taken that as a responsibility to make sure that no matter what, my desire is to see people being happy. My desire is to make sure that things are in place. Maybe in your house, you are the very one who is very good at cooking. Or maybe tidying up the house to make sure that, you know, things are put in order. And you find joy in doing those things. You feel so strong that this is my responsibility to make sure that things are put in place. It is not by your own power, but God has given that to you. So every time, you know, it becomes so easy. Anytime you keep on acknowledging, every time you keep on acknowledging that, God, I thank you. I know that it is not because of my own power. I know that it is not because of my own doing. But I thank you that it is you who gives me strength to be able to keep to this responsibility you have given unto me. He will make things to work for you in the name of Jesus. Coming back to the word of God. So we can see that, you know, concerning this stewardship, that responsibility of planning, management, you know, of different resources that God have given unto us, be it, you know, the environment, be it health, be it monetary things, material wealth, different things. They come in different forms, but all these things, they are given unto us by God to manage. We see a responsibility that God gave unto Moses. The responsibility for Moses, God called Moses when he was herding sheep. And he told him that, I want you to lead my people to the promised land. That was a responsibility that God gave to this man. And you know what? There were so many challenges on the way. To an extent, that Moses, God took Moses to a high mountain and he showed him the whole land that the children of Israel were going to occupy. But there was one thing that the Lord said unto Moses, that he was not going to be able to enter the promised land, because there was a certain time that Moses became so angry with the children of Israel. Instead of hitting the rock the number of times God had given unto him, he did it many times. He was just tired of them. Are you in that place When you know there is a responsibility that God has given unto you, and you know you desire to be accountable to this very thing, but you feel so tired and you feel so angry with it, and you just feel like, you know what, when it comes to this, you feel like just throwing the whole thing. My brother, my sister, when God gives it to you, He gives you the strength to endure. He gives you the capacity to be able to endure. So you need to be in that place where you say, God, it is you who is able to help me to stand to the very end. In the name of Jesus. The baton was passed on to Joshua. And we see Joshua and Caleb. These were the two men out of the whole generation of Israel, of that generation. You know, it's only the children from the age of 20 who were able to enter the promised land. But we see the rest, they perished in the wilderness. But concerning Joshua and Caleb, these guys, their responsibility was to strengthen the children of Israel, was to make them to have faith in God. To know that, because God said it right in the time when they were leaving Egypt, and they believed, they just believed the word. That because God said it, the whole matter is settled. They just believed God to the very end. We can see even Joshua, even Caleb speaking unto Joshua, he said, you know what? I was just 40 when the Lord sent us to spy out the land. And you know, we returned back and we gave the wonderful feedback to Moses concerning the things we saw in this promised land. But now I am 85. But looking back, my strength is just as good as the time I was when I was 40. And he said, now it is the time for you to deliver Hebron into my hands. And Joshua hearkened unto him and he gave him the whole city of Hebron. But you know what? This happened because these men, Joshua and Caleb, they took that responsibility to say, yes, these are the things God has put into our hearts to encourage our brethren, to encourage one another, that we shall surely see the promised land. David said, what could have become of me if I not believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? He believed. He believed even when his dad forgot about him. And when Samuel came to anoint the king, he said, oh, these are all my children. He said, no. Are you sure that these are all your children? He said, oh, no. There's this young shepherd boy looking after the heading after the sheep in the field. His name is David. And Samuel said, we will not rest until this young man is arrived. So we can see all these things. Thank you, Jesus. They point to the fact that if you are faithful to the little that God has placed into your hands, God will also be faithful to you. And you will enjoy the fruit of your labor. In Hebrews chapter 6 in verse 10, the Bible says God is not unrighteous that he will forget the labor of your love, that you have ministered unto the saints, and you do minister. So you might be ministering to your children because every day you are looking after them and you feel like, God, I feel so tired concerning this. But you can look concerning the mother of, John Wesley, you know, the, what's his name again? John Wesley, the man who evangelized, you know, not just Britain, but all over the world, that, you know, he is well known, that majority of the Methodist church that you see in England today, this was because of a mother who did not give up on her children. There were many of them. There were plenty of them. But you know what? She did not give up. She knew that concerning this responsibility to raise up my children in the admonition, in the way of the Lord, I would do. And she did to the very end. So they might be troublesome. They might be that teenage years, you know, whereby they feel like, you know, it's like so difficult to look after them. But as long as you have taken that as a responsibility to raise them in the way of the Lord, the benefit is great tomorrow. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. So don't give up on anything that you are doing. It might be at work. It might be in your house. It might be here in the house of the Lord. As long as you know that concerning everything you have, it belongs to the Lord. The Lord himself will lift you up. In Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 29 as we continue to look at people who have been responsible to the things that God gave unto them. They were accountable to those things and God blessed them. I've already mentioned concerning this man we are going to read about. That's King David. So in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 from verse 9. The Bible says, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Did you hear that? The power, the glory, the victory, the majesty. He said, all these things, Lord, they are yours. We know and we acknowledge it. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. What a prayer. Hallelujah. This was a king. No wonder why this man could write so many psalms in the word of the living God. No wonder why this man, you know, he could stand in 1 Samuel chapter 17 when the time to fight Goliath had come. The man looked back and he pondered on the word of God and he said, you know what? I was a shepherd boy in the field. I used to tend after the sheep. I used to look after the sheep. That was my responsibility. All I knew was to look after the sheep. But one thing that I know is that when the lion used to come or the bear, the Lord gave me the authority, the power over them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just look back concerning the life of this man. Everything that he did in his life, he acknowledged the hand of God. He acknowledged the authority of the one who gave him the power and the authority. That was God. Hallelujah. Let's read there and we'll come back here. 1 Samuel chapter 17. In verse 34 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Bible says, and David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose again, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the Lord. David said, moreover, that's where I'm going. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. He acknowledged that, yes, I was responsible for everything that, you know, was in my hand. It was not my power. It was not my glory that I was able to overcome all these circumstances, these situations. And here David was gathering everything that he needed for the building of the temple of the Lord in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And as he gathered all these things together, he did not just gather them and they say, my son, look, I have been in battle and I've won so many battles. I've been responsible, you know, ruling in Hebron for 47 years and ruling in Jerusalem for 33 years. I have been king for all these years. There are many years, really. But he has been a man of war. He has won so many battles. He did not say, okay, we are gathering all these things to show my power, to show my authority. As we see in the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar, he showed all his glory and he said, look, all this magnificence, it belongs to me. We see the devil taking Jesus Christ on the top of the pinnacle and he said, look at all these kingdoms. If you fall down, I will give you all these kingdoms. As long as you do this, because I am showing you the splendor of the glory of all these kingdoms. But you know what? David did not look into all those things. He said, God, who gave me the responsibility, who gave me all this wealth, who gave me all these wonderful things, I acknowledge him. I salute him. What is it that God has given unto you that you are so pompous about? That when you look back and you say, ha-ha, it is my power. It is my glory. You know, I own, you know, houses in Dubai. I own houses in, you know, in Africa. I own houses right, you know, to the Arctic of the world. You know, the Russian Siberian land. You know, when it's winter time, we move to this side. When it is summertime, we move to this side. We thank God. That is wonderful. That is what God actually wants us to enjoy. Yeah, that's what he wants. You know, it's not a buy and buy kind of life whereby, oh, you know, continue to suffer upon this planet Earth and, you know, when you die, the glory shall come to you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. It's a big no, no. God has created all these things for us to enjoy them. He has given us all this wealth that we may enjoy, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Why? Because you are drawing many to Christ. You are leading many to Christ. They will come to you and they say, I want to know your God. I want to, how did you manage? How did you get all these good things? You say, you know what? It is God. That's what David will do. It is God. It is God. He said, God, where we were reading, in verse 11 of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and we are now in verse 12. Both riches and honor, they come of thee, and you reign over everything. And in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. In the hand of the Lord, you said it is to make great and to give strength unto all. He did not say to make poor unto all. The Bible records in the book of Proverbs that, you know, the riches of the Lord, you know, when he adds no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord makes us rich. Yes, thank you, my sister. The blessings of the Lord makes us rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. That is it. That is it. The blessings of the Lord, they make us rich. He said that greatness to give power and to give strength unto all. May you be strengthened by the Lord. May he give you all the power you require to possess those possessions that you are looking unto the Lord for. The Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things you are looking for, they will be added unto you. As long as you are acknowledging. As long as you are, I acknowledge you for who you are.
Hallelujah. In my life,
amen. So we can see, I love this man. I love the life of David. The man did so many things, but he prospered in everything. Sometimes you will look back and you say, oh, you know, I don't have time. You have time. Look at the generals, people in the Word of God who were able to accomplish so many things. How did they manage to accomplish so many things? They looked unto the owner. They looked unto the one who owns their lives, and they acknowledged him. That is what King David did here. Because of time, go home and read the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and you will see how David thanked the Lord for everything. I want us to come to where he said that, you know, we have brought all these things because everything that, you know, we have, it belongs to you. Verse 14. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come out of you, and of thine own have we given you. Hallelujah. He said, everything that we have, it belongs to you. Even this tithe and this offering we are bringing in the house of the Lord. He said, it does not belong to me. It belongs to you. 1/10 of all the amount of money you collect every month. The Lord did not say, bring me 90% and remain with 10%. He did not say so. He said, bring 1/10, that is 10% of what you are receiving. And he said, the 90%, it is yours. And King David acknowledged here. He said, Lord, even everything that we have belongs to you. Even the one we are bringing into this house. We are not saying, oh, you know, they said it now. They keep on saying it so that, you know, they can be collecting. Oh, God, deliver me. Hallelujah. Lord, deliver me from this kind of talking. Amen. It is the kind of talking of those who do not know the Lord. Hallelujah. God will be merciful unto all of us. Where we have seen that we have made those mistakes, you know, there are still many, many. God is a God of second chance. He gives us many times to come back to him again. That the things that, you know, it's not only about, you know, tithes and offering. It's even your time. It's even your time. It's even your time in the house of the Lord. After the service, oh, goodbye, goodbye, everybody. Your children have been eating in the house. You yourself also, you use these facilities. You have been to the toilet to make sure that your hair is nicely, everything. You know, you have used different facilities. Oh, goodbye, goodbye, everyone, goodbye. Who is responsible for looking after this sanctuary? Who is taking care of it? Sunday after Sunday, you come, all these chairs, you see them beautifully laid out. Everything is looking glorious. Oh, if something has not been done, you criticize. Oh, nah. What have you done? Yourself. I'm speaking to myself as well. I'm asking the Lord to help me. Lord, please help me. Let my time be used wisely. Help me that, Lord, concerning when I'm out there, if it means that I need to be on the dot for my work by 9 o'clock, I need to be there. Help me to do the very same thing to everything that I do. Be it my children, be it my wife, be it that uncle, be that auntie. When we say we are going to meet at this time, make me to be responsible. Help me to use my time wisely, that I will be there by that time I said I need to be there. Amen. So it is not only about church. It's not only about church stuff, no. It's about everything that God has given unto you, that time. Time that you spent, you know, on that phone. Ask the Lord to help you today. I ask the Lord to help me today. Those times I have been spending time with that mind of, you know, not having that responsibility, I ask today that God will help me. That from today onwards, I will begin to use my time wisely. To the praise and glory of his name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. As we round up, we see the Apostle Paul. There are people that he mentioned in the Word of God who were helpful to the work of the ministry. You know, the apostles, you know, Apostle Paul was not part of the 12. This is a man who came later. After, you know, we see the Holy Spirit coming upon the apostles in the book of Acts, and, you know, they were so powerful in everything that they did. Why? Because they knew that, you know, their responsibility was to preach Christ. Their responsibility was to speak the word of God, that, you know, the kingdom of God, of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. They knew about it, and they did not joke about it. They were ready for to be used of the Lord. After the Holy Ghost came upon them in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, we see 3,000 being, you know, people being saved. We see, you know, John and Peter, the hour of prayer, they called that man on the beautiful gate. They said, look at us. We don't have silver or money or anything, but what we have got Jesus. That is what you have, my brother. That is what I have, my sister. That's all what we have as children of God. We have Jesus with us. He owns us. So because he owns us, he can enable us. Hallelujah. He is able to give us the strength to be able to do the things he wants us to do. That's what the apostles did. They were not afraid of any man. Even when they were, you know, they will catch them, they will put them in prison. Once they are releasing them, they will tell them that never again to preach in this name. Not in this name, not in the name of Jesus. But they said, you know what, we would rather obey God than to obey man. They went out with boldness, they proclaimed the word of the Lord. And the Apostle Paul joined them, and we see in the book of Galatians chapter 1, if someone is there, Galatians chapter 1 verse 15, please, as we round up, if someone is there, if you can read for me. Okay, I will read. Galatians chapter 1 in verse 15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles I saw none, save James, the Lord's brother. And he continued there. What I'm trying to point there is that he said immediately, as soon as I received Christ, and I knew what was my responsibility, I knew what the Lord had called me to do, that gift that God has given unto you, what are you doing with it? That talent that God has given unto you, are you using it? Because everything that, you know, that we have, it belongs to the Lord. But there is another step forward. Everything that we have, that God has given unto us, we need to use it to the glory of his name. That's another thing we need to do. We need to use everything that God has given unto us to the glory of his name. That's what the Apostle Paul did there. Everything that the Lord gave to him, he said, immediately, I knew that God has called me. Immediately, I took my stance in the kingdom of God. This is a man who wrote 3/3 of the New Testament. He did not stop. When he was in jail, he would be writing. He would be writing letters to the Corinthians, letter to the church in Ephesus, letter to the church in Thessalonica. He did not stop. He did not look at this circumstance and say, oh, the responsibility that God has given unto me, I cannot do it. You know, I need to wind up. Oh, you know, my mind is all over the place. No. I just need it. No, he did not do that. Hallelujah. In the midst of difficulties, in the midst of his challenges, he was writing letters. We are not talking here today of the kinds of prison that we see today. No, those were not the kind of prison. We are talking of, you know, inhumane places where people were put in and they were saying these are prisons. Yet this man, it did not stop him to preach the gospel. It did not stop him to do what God has called him to do. We don't have any excuse, my brothers and my sisters, today. All the responsibilities that God has given unto us, let's do it with our whole heart. Whatever you find your hands doing, do them with all your might as unto the Lord. When we do that, the Lord himself will help us in Jesus' name. Finally, I will mention some few people that he mentioned to just thank in the work of the ministry. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, in verse 15, he said, I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. In Romans chapter 16, in Romans chapter 16, in verse 3, he said, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. So there are some specific names that even Apostle Paul, in all his greatness, he still said, these are my helpers in the Lord. Who are those your helpers? The people surrounding you that you know you can look around and say, yes, my husband indeed he is my helper. Yes, concerning this sister, indeed, you know, he is my helper. Yes, concerning my children, indeed they are my helper. What shall be said concerning Word Fountain Christian Ministries? Because you are Word Fountain. What shall be said when people will look around and they will say, indeed, we can truly mention, we can boldly mention concerning Word Fountain that they have been our helpers. Anywhere you go, you are representing. That's your responsibility to you. You are an ambassador for Christ Jesus, first of all. You are an ambassador to this ministry because you relate to this family. I relate to this family. Brethren, let's ask God every time, in everything that God has given unto us, let's ask him to give us the grace, to give us the strength, to be able to do the things he has put, he has entrusted in our hands. Everything that God has given unto us in our hands, it is not ours. We are just caretakers. It is not ours. We know it belongs to the Lord. It is not ours, but that responsibility to be able to wisely use every resource, wisely use every material, wisely use every wealth that God has put into our hands. He gives us the ability to get wealth. And King David acknowledged it in 1 Chronicles 29, where we read, and there are so many examples in the word of the Lord where we see God putting things in the hands of people and people are able to use them. In Luke chapter 19, our scripture for this month, we see that indeed everything that was put in the hands of those three, only one did not do anything. He just said, you know what, concerning this, I will keep it. I'll keep it to myself because I know this, my master is a different man altogether. So I'm not going to do anything. He's a difficult master. So concerning that, I will not. But you know what? The Lord will ask all of us, what did you do with the gift, with the talent, with the things I put in your hands? Is he going to say, good and faithful servant? Is he going to say, well done, good and faithful servant? Is he going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? God forbid. God will help each and every one of us and will instill this into the young generation that is coming up. That you know what this is. Even how to use things, you know. We need to teach our children not to be wasters. Even when it is food. When it comes, don't say, oh, because I can still go and buy tomorrow. Be wise. Teach your children that no, we are not wasters. We don't waste. When you take food, take what you can only eat. No need to take so much and then at the end of the day, everything is thrown in the bin. That's being irresponsible. Let us be responsible. These are little things, but you know, it starts from there. Let it start from those little things and then you'll be able to manage the big millions that God can put in your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise up to our feet. Begin to pray right now. You have heard the word of the Lord. God has told you today that you are his steward. And he wants you to be responsible for everything he has put in your hands. Right from your family, from material things, from, you know, the wealth he has put in your hands, from, you know, spiritual life, you know, your life, your stand with him. He wants you to be responsible. Begin to thank him right now. Begin to pray. Ask him for grace. Ask him for strength. He's the one who is able to give strength to all. In the name of the Lord, begin to ask him right now that, God, I need your help. Begin to ask him right now in those places where you say, God, only your grace. You were able to give grace, oh my Lord, even unto Apostle Paul. And he was able to finish his race well. I ask in the name of Jesus, that Lord, the strength that I require in all the things you have entrusted in my hands, oh God. I am able, oh my Lord, to keep them. I am able to use my time wisely. I am able to use, oh my Lord, yes, Father, that the wealth you have given unto me wisely. I am able, oh my Lord, to look, oh my Lord, yes, Father, after the things, oh God, yes, Father, you have put in my hands. I ask in the name of Jesus concerning, oh my Lord, this great commission, oh God, you have given unto us, oh Lord. Lord, make us, oh God, to be responsible. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, make us, oh my Lord, not to sit, oh God, on the word. But we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, we will be responsible stewards, oh God. We are your ambassadors. We are able, oh God, to go out and to speak, oh my Lord, of your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to pray right now concerning the greatest gift that God has ever given unto us is his word. He gave us his son, Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility as believers to share this good news to others. We are going to pray right now that we will not sit on the word. We are going to pray right now that, Lord, you give us the boldness. You give us the strength to be able, oh God, to go out and to speak, to share this good news with others. The apostles, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were bold. When the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were able to express fully themselves to anyone that they met on the road. They were able to say Jesus is Lord. They were able to say there is a saving grace in Christ Jesus. Lift up your voice right now. Begin to pray that, yes, oh God, I will not sit on your word. I'm not just going to sit on it, but my Lord, my God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that I will use this word you have given unto me, oh God, boldly to others. I will share it with others. They will come to know you more and more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. You are an awesome God. Thank you for all the things you have given unto us, O God. You gave them unto us to enjoy. Help us to use them wisely. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.